Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Hey, man, into the 4 o'clock hour. It's cold out here, man. I said to Day-Day, it was warmer in Berlin when we took off, and then we landed here. It was like, dang, you know, you hit the jetway for a second. It's like, oh. But by the way, shout out to Lufthansa. I mean, we fly Delta jets, and we always pump up all our friends that are employees for Delta. But the price point was a little bit sweeter with the German national airline. And I will say this, Abe, the flight attendants, hell, the cops were hot in Berlin. The Polizei Day-Day outside the stadium. Even my wife's like, yeah, I got to admit, she was pretty hot. There was like, I mean, it was like, wow, who knew that Cindy Sweeney is working? I wish she wasn't wearing her vest, but it was just a lot of.
There's your answer, Abe.
What's that?
There's your answer.
What'd you ask the question?
I don't know.
You need that dating life sounds like it's time for a
Berlin?
Trip. You ain't got to move, but maybe a trip.
I tell you, Americans do well over there. I mean, I got a buddy who looks just like David Hasselhoff. He only likes the sisters and Spanish girls. So it's kind of be a push to get him to change his sort of screen. But if you ever got him over there, man, he'd be like a god. They'd be worshiping him. Oh, the Knight Rider. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk some dogs with our man Connor Riley. But he's not ready. So I'll just keep talking, and then Day-Day will get him on the phone with us. Connor Riley from Dog Nation will be here in just a sec. The thing tomorrow, hey, by the way, it's coming up. Busy week for us. We're going to be up at Flowery Branch, our weekly visit with Raheem Morris. Lots of questions about special teams, about helping Michael Penix Jr. Why does Michael Penix Jr. look so bad? Why is Kyle Pitts not helping the situation? Why? I know the answer to that. Why does Jeff Ulbrich decide to only rush four after having a tremendous success with rushing five in a critical time in the game? Why are you not firing your special teams coach because you fired your wide receivers coach? One was kind of like the other. Two deficient areas of your football team. One guy was scapegoated, I felt. Another guy continues to have his position. Look, these guys are all making very, very much a lot of money, okay? And I don't sit there and be like, coach killer and that kind of crap, Abe. But, I mean, I just think if you set a precedent, well, then what's going on here? What's going on with your special teams? Who all you needed was a pretty good stop, and you couldn't count on them for just one kick it out of the freaking end zone and just take your lumps as opposed to what happened.
I actually thought about that. I'm like, would you just start it at the 35 and boot it deep? But obviously, look.
We'll ask all these questions tomorrow. We may not get the answers. I know I'll get answers from our next guest. Yeah, man. Hey, Connor, looked like about the most complete butt-whooping and most start-to-finish best game that the coaching staff at Georgia's got to be proud of.
Yeah, it's something we haven't really seen all season. And, you know, yes, they gave up a touchdown to open the game once again. But from there, 38 straight points. This game was over 5 minutes into the third quarter where, you know, you have a Texas team that was off last week. It was exactly what that team needed. You know, no stress game, get some backups in. Make sure nobody gets all that hurt or banged up, which for the most part was the case. And you handle business in a spot where a lot of people circled that as a trap game. And now you're playing your best football of the year going into your biggest home game of the season, where if you win on Saturday against Texas, you probably put yourself back firmly into the college football playoff for the second straight year.
And do you believe in carryover and momentum week to week? And is that what Georgia gained in terms of confidence and ability in that game against Mississippi State to carry into this game against Texas?
Not necessarily so, because you can point to, you know, the game earlier this year against Kentucky where they play well and then they just come out completely flat on the road against Auburn. It's a different team week to week. And even last year with the success that Georgia had against Texas, we asked Kirby Smart about that this week, and he said this year's team hasn't beaten Texas. And so while, yes, Georgia did, I think, outplay Texas both times they met last year, they know they're going to have to strap it on for 60 minutes and prove once again that they're the better team. Because this Texas team, the last time they were out there on the field, they went out there, and I know the final score was 34-31. They outplayed a Vanderbilt team that has a chance of making the college football playoff. So I think it's encouraging that you're seeing Georgia play the way that they are, but I don't know that the beatdown of Mississippi State carries over all that much this week into the game against Texas.
I mean, you're talking great athletes. Miss State got off to a red-hot start, and they may still go to a good bowl game for them, right? But they've kind of come back to their like equilibrium. Real quick, I want to play some sound for you, Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Here's Kirby on any common traits in Sark's offense.
Explosive, attacking, window dressing. They've got a lot of shifts, motions. They employ tempo. And they'll go fast on you, and they do a really good job of mixing things up and creating a lot to work on defensively.
So do they have the defense? Because I said earlier in the show, I don't trust Sark to get it right in Sanford Stadium. But what is Sark going to attack on the Georgia defense?
Well, and it's so interesting because Texas has completely changed the way they have played in this last half of the schedule here, where you look at the average depth of target that Arch Manning was throwing the ball down the field. It's all been basically cut in half. They're doing a lot more stuff close to the line of scrimmage and just relying on their athletes to go out there and break plays. That was able to work against teams like Mississippi State, against teams like Vanderbilt that don't have the same level of athletes that Texas has on the offensive side of the ball. That's not the case against Georgia. And quite frankly, the Texas team, against Kirby Smart, they have not been able to run the football all that well. And I think that they're going to put too much of this game on Arch Manning's shoulders. And they're going to have to ask him to throw the ball downfield because that's where I think Georgia is at its weakest. And that's just not a recipe for success with what we've seen from Texas this year. The stuff that Texas has done well in recent weeks, where, yes, they've been able to get 300 yards passing and multiple touchdowns from Arch Manning, a lot of that has come by just dicking and dunking their way down the field. If Texas tries to play that way against Georgia, it's going to go a lot like last year's SEC championship game, where they may be sitting on, you know, 14, 15, 16 points in that game. And that I just do not think is going to be able to get it done against this Georgia offense that we've seen really come on in recent weeks.
Connor, what did you make from Arch Manning saying he either already has or plans to talk with Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson about how to attack Georgia, how to play at Sanford Stadium?
I mean, these guys all know each other, and I'm sure they can talk and communicate all they want. But, you know, Ty Simpson is surgical on third down, and I don't think Arch Manning is going to be able to flip a switch, and do what Ty Simpson has been showing he can do all season. So, and even in that game, as well as Ty Simpson played, and I take nothing away from him, you know, if Gunnar Stockton hits a deep shot to Talon Taylor, or they go with a different decision on that 4th-and-1 play, you know, we view that game very differently, because as great as Ty Simpson played, he scored the same amount of points as the three of us did in the second half against that Georgia defense. So, I you know, that's maybe a media storyline is something that they can easily fodder up and talk up. But until you're the guy in the seat, you know, you can take all the tips and tools and stuff you can have. But until you face the Georgia defense going after you, there's nothing that I think can really prepare you for it.
Georgia's offensive line, I mean, we've talked about, you know, at first it was a work in progress. It seems like they've stabilized. You talked about Texas and how they've changed their approach. You feel that Georgia's offensive line has gotten better?
Absolutely, and it's not a coincidence they've been able to start the same offensive line combination for the last three games, and you're coming off the Mississippi State game where, yes, Mississippi State doesn't have the same defensive personnel that, say, a Florida does, that, say, an Auburn does, or a Texas as well. But to run for 303 yards, 567 yards of total offense, this group is playing really well. I've always believed in the talent in this group. It just needed time to come together. We've seen them do that. Now, they did a heck of a test on Saturday against Texas. They rank second in the country in rush defense. They are second in the country in sacks. What they do very well is they do not allow you to run the football on early downs. They force you into obvious pass-rushing situations. So if Georgia's able, I think, to win on first down, I'm not saying they need to rip off explosives like they did against Mississippi State, but if they can get in second and five, second and six, that's where I think this offense really takes advantage. And we talk so much about the running game. I think it's a huge game for Zach O'Reilly Branch because you're able to get him out there on screen and sort of use that as an extension of the running game, one of Kirby Smart's favorite phrases. If you're able to use him to help your running game and put yourself in manageable situations, I think that's going to be a big impact in this Saturday's game.
Connor Riley, guys, from Dog Nation's K. Connor Riley on Twitter to follow him. Just one last follow-up on the O-line. So, yeah, hopefully giving time because Gunner, we talked about it. Remember, I was bellyaching about – well, I always bellyache about Bobo. But I was bellyaching about Bobo. The play calling's been great. And Stockton, I thought the throw to Delp – I know he had the touchdowns, but that laser – and you guys mentioned it today in Dog Nation that he throws to Oscar Delp. I think it was like 30-yard throw. I mean, that's NFL quality right there.
It's something we haven't seen from Gunner. And Gunner is more comfortable throwing outside the numbers to the wide parts of the field. But we just haven't really seen him attack the middle of the field. If he starts doing that consistently, that changes things, I think, drastically for what the ceiling of this Georgia offense and really this Georgia team might be this season. Because that's the one area, and it ties directly, I think, into the lack of tight end usage. But with the injuries they've had at wide receiver, Gunner's had to, you know, start doing that a little bit more. And you saw a little bit of it in the Florida game. That throw to Oscar Delp, you know, it's not the throw to Wyman Humphreys where he dropped him in the bucket against Tennessee. But that throw there changes, I think, the way that maybe teams have to play Georgia moving forward. Because if they're able to successfully attack the middle of the field, that is really going to open things up for this offense and further, I think, help them over the course of the season. Because that's where, over the course of the year, they've left some plays on the field not attacking the middle of it or Gunner not fully looking to hit those guys there.
All right, Connor, I know you'll be out there in Athens. The phone's kind of been a little foggy today, but we'll catch up with you later in the week, brother. Thanks again. Connor Riley from Dog Nation. Also, guys, we talked to Mike Griffith on Thursday. Get his take on Texas coming out to Athens. We're hitting the road, as we mentioned, tomorrow, our weekly visit with the Falcons head coach, Ree Morris, plus a player guest. Well, also, guys, Thursday, Duke Zabel going to be taking the show up to Alpharetta. We haven't been up there in a minute. Going to be at Joe's Sports Bar or, you know, down to Alpharetta if you live further north. It's all relative. Duke Zabel Live, brought to you by Miller Lite from Joe's Sports Bar in Alpharetta. Getting ready for Thursday night pro football while enjoying Miller Lite specials. And again, if you're up in that neck of the woods, we got.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I need imagination. I need a bit of pivot. You got a plan. Other teams got a plan. They stop your plan. What's plan B? Said it last week, all week to Carl before I went to Germany. And Abe is in for Carl today on Dukes and Bell. Thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports talk show and the number one sports talk station. But I will say this. Bijan's numbers, 17 for 84, average 5 yards a carry, 4.9. Maybe give him even more. Maybe have him and Algier in the backfield at the same time to create some, I don't know, mismatches. Maybe have him, since Mooney can't catch the ball, stop throwing it to Mooney and let, you know, Bijan be that guy. These are the in-game adjustments that I just don't see. Arts pointed out all the things that should have worked where players just completely screwed it up, and they didn't. And there's always going to be that. But to me, I still won't get off my argument about Zach has got to pivot a little bit more and show a little bit more versatility. And when, how do you work when the chips aren't falling your way? That's my beef.
Yeah, and look, as far
and
as
Penix has to be better. Period.
Yes,
but I'm with you. But I'm
right.
Not making this. If this is a pie chart, offensive line has been
be
horrible.
One or the other.
It's 33-33-33. That's where I'm at. Zach and Penix in the line.
I'll tell you what. I can't see the formation where Algier and Bijan are in enough.
Right.
And I think as often as you can, you probably use Bijan split as a wideout in that situation. And Algier can either pick up a block, or if you're going to run the ball, that's fine. It's so frustrating because for the second time this season, Mike, we've had an opposing running back tell Bijan Robinson he's the future of this position and he's the next guy in a great legacy of,
right.
of historic running backs. And none of them are wrong. It doesn't feel great when they say that after outperforming him. And Christian McCaffrey did it, and then Jonathan Taylor
hey,
did
man,
it.
You know what they're really saying? You're the best, man. You're great. Sorry you're on a buster team that's
yeah.
dysfunctional, that's got a legacy of making stupid decisions, and your coach just stares up to space while things are falling around all around him. That's what they're basically saying. Hey, man. You know, dapping a guy up. Man, I know. Sorry, man. Sorry, bro. They know.
We know how guys, good you are. Sorry the rest of the offense is so bad that we could dial in exactly on every time you touch the ball.
We saw your game film. Your O-line can't make a hole right now. I mean, you don't have any imagination or any kind of pivot. All right, let's get some action on the phones. Let's get some red-hot action on the phones, Abe. Go to our man Cam in Fayetteville. What's your feeling on the Falcons in this dysfunctional offense?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Mike Bell, I actually sat, me and my dad sat in your section when they played the Dolphins. Like, you posted us on your Twitter. I don't know if you remember that, but we saw you.
I don't owe you money for shots, do I?
No, I was trying to get you to do a shot, but you took off. But but maybe next time.
Yeah,
but,
losing by 24 does that to a man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
But I feel like... It feels like we're kind of stuck because I'm not sure when is Michael Penix's contract over.
This is just year two. Nope, there's
year two. Yeah, okay. That's so we still got 2 years left. So there's no reason to trade. We got Kirk Cousins. I feel like he could give Michael Penix some veteran advice, but I just feel like we're kind of stuck, and he doesn't seem like he has the confidence to pull us out of a game when we're losing. And then another thing is Drake London, I feel like, and Bijan make him look really good because he just throws the ball up, and it seems like Drake London always somehow makes the catch and can come down with it.
He does help him with the catch.
Like,
he does help him with the catch radius, brother. I appreciate that. I mean, if you take away, I mean, he's got his best playmakers, Bijan and Drake. His other wide receivers, Abe pointed this out earlier, are terrible.
Yeah, to be fair,
but
though.
Basically, the market on Michael Penix Jr., we're not even to Thanksgiving. It's getting cool here in the A.
It started to turn, I think, this past weekend. I think people had seen enough, whatever the completion percentage was. But let's also be fair. He caught Drake London on a linebacker, and that was a perfect throw. That was not Drake London.
Right.
And credit to Drake for doing what he needs to do. That was not Drake London making some incredible catch bailing out his quarterback.
Right.
He put the ball right where it needed to be and let his
The only elite wide receiver he's got is Drake. That's the only guy he has any comfort level with. That's why he's going to him 24/7.
I will say the 3-touchdown game, Drake may have bailed him out a couple times.
Drake made
a couple of those catches
were bailouts. Drake kind of stole an interception.
Yeah.
The thing with Mike, like, he's a young quarterback. They're all going to make mistakes. But you've got, that's why I keep harping on it. You know, when there are things that are starting to wobble, let's correct it. Because if you can't get Michael Penix Jr. fixed, we're in the worst spots. We're in the worst place you could be. Where you got half the town is going to go, I don't know about this guy. There's no good quarterbacks to bring in. You already tried. The stupidest thing you could have done was Cousins. The general manager swore by this guy. And that's why I ask. The scouting report says he's got great footwork. Scouting report says in his 6th year, shown great improvement as a passer, incredible accuracy, is able to run when he needs to. You know, talks about it. All the things that he did. You know what he looks like now? Every time Michael Penix sees a 3rd and long or 3rd down, period, he looks like the quarterback that was getting his butt whipped by Michigan in the national championship game when Michael Penix Jr. looked probably the worst that he's looked since he was a young player in Indiana.
I'm going to swing it back on Zach here for a moment because that's what we're doing today.
Well, you can take it anywhere you want. I just think when a guy's struggling, you got to help him. Simplify things. Well, and high percentage stuff.
This, I think, goes towards that discussion of helping him. We all know about this imaginary, and I know the situation changed based on what happens on each play, but this scripted first 10 plays,
mm-hmm.
What are we doing on our first drives?
Don't get me started on this.
Mike.
How about bringing extra running? You know, here's another idea in short yardage. Bring in an extra lineman. Have you seen other teams do that around the league?
We use the extra tight end every once in a while.
Well, yeah, you can do that. You know, I know we talk about, you know, how much 12, you know, I'm not going to get into
this. Yeah, you're getting there. I can see it.
I'm not going to get into the schematic stuff, but there are ways you can do things. And this is why what drives you crazy, like everything else with the Falcons, there are games like Buffalo where Zach used imagination. We saw Bijan wide out. We've seen Bijan more in the passing game. Here's the thing, guys. Zach, just realize now that Darnell Mooney is a 50-50 shot at best. So use Bijan as wide receiver one. Use more of Algier. Use Bijan and Algier together at the same time. If you want to do a 2 tight end set with that, so be it. But use some imagination with that.
I can't.
And if Penix can't make that work, then okay. Then we'll readdress that when the time is right.
I can't stress enough how important it is to get Penix going early. And the inability to find easy throws for him to get the ball, get some first downs,
that's
get moving down the
field. That's what I was talking about, those design rollouts, the old Shanahan stuff that Matt Ryan, he would do it every freaking day. You know, every game you see Matt Ryan do a quick rollout. It was Tony Gonzalez. Later on, it was Hooper. You know, it's easy. It's there.
The other thing is, I understand that they have encouraged him. You have got to take yards as opposed to throwing the ball away or taking a sack. And I think we talk about this 3rd down issue, right? Because you're always at 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 10. If the pass isn't there, get it to 3rd and 5. Step out of bounds at 3rd and 4. Give yourself a chance.
Right. The positive yardage and Mike's lack as far as decision making to commit to just run. He's trying to do everything with his arm.
Call it a refusal, because that's what it
right,
is. It's
exactly.
A refusal to run.
Go. You got to go. Vic's on the road somewhere. I don't know which 8-lane death strip he's on in Metro Atlanta. Hey, Vic, you're on Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what's up with your take on the Falcons offense?
Hey, just leaving the metro area. But you guys are right on. I think it's a combination of all these things. But, man, I want to say maybe 4 games ago when he tried to run for that dive for that touchdown. I remember seeing him, and he didn't quite make it. I thought, man, he's missing. There's this element, this killer instinct, man, this urgency on 3rd down. You just got to find a way. And I don't want to compare him to anybody else, but that Stetson Bennett, boy, I tell you, the confidence we had as fans with him is just that the guy wasn't this, you know, spectacular quarterback, but he always found a way to keep the drive alive, man. He needs to take ownership, and I know it's only year 2, so there's a little grace there, but, man, he's got to lean on his guys like he has and take control. He's acting like a manager out there. I don't want to say something else.
I know what you mean. Hey, brother, thanks for the call, brother. Be safe on the highway. But that's the thing. We know the arm strength is there, and sometimes you have the big arm you can over-rely on. That's why sometimes you'll throw the footwork. But Abe and I said this a few times today. You're in the pistol. Now it's going to be the play action, the slow play action where he kind of pivots and pirouettes, and you can clock it with a sundial. Abe, am I wrong?
No.
It just looks so slow in developing. So now a guy who's struggling with a bad receiver core, less Drake London, has now got less time to scan the field.
You're also not fooling the defense.
That's why I love him.
It hasn't worked.
That's why I want him under center backing up. And at some point, they're going to have to make him do that.
Yeah.
They're going to have to. Got time for one more day-day? You are the boss. Let's go to, hey, boss, Chris and Marietta. Hey, man, you're on Dukes and Bell. What do you think? Hey, man.
This is, I don't know. you should have been practicing this the whole offseason. You get better as you go. When Kyle Shanahan first got here, Matt Ryan was terrible at rollouts.
Right.
But they did it every day, so by time game eight, you know how. And you're right. He don't fake. He does a pirouette in the backfield. That's why he can't throw the ball when he's supposed to. But let's go back. I'm sorry. I got to go back to this New England game.
Go ahead.
And that's where I blame the coaches. 2 minutes and 15 seconds, we threw the ball to Drake London. First and 10 at the Patriots 48. Do you know we ran three plays in 9 seconds?
Yes.
Because we threw it every play.
Yes.
When any other team would run the ball, go to the two-minute warning, say, hey, we're going to kick this field goal to Patriots. Y'all going to use your timeout. But instead, third and 20, we got Pitts in the flat for 15 yards where we try to throw to Casey Washington or whoever that was for 22 yards, makes it fourth and 20. Then Raheem said, yeah, I got to punt. You shouldn't have to.
Run the ball.
Third and 20, take the 10 yards.
Run the
ball. We play the Colts. It's third and 21. What happens? Daniel Jones take off for 15 yards to make it fourth and 5. They convert and they go down. And we don't play situational football. I don't know. And the sad part is we don't even have a number one pick next year.
And you got that right.
So we need to get as many games as we can. Because otherwise, it's going to be a top 10 pick, and somebody else is going to get a great player.
I'm with you, Chris. Great take, man. Great call today. He's talking about that third and long, where previously they get to third and 20 by rushing five guys, and then Ulbrich decides he's only going to rush the four. And then what do you think happens? Half the long routes, everybody with the DB is looking the other way. That goes back to the coaching. I mean, look, Ulbrich, he's better than Jimmy Lake, but so what? That's like being the world's tallest little person. That's no big praise.
It doesn't help. It's in the same game where you just saw them zero blitz against zero blitz against zero blitz, and you have no answer for it.
Right.
And then you drop off.
Good calls, good takes, good passion. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey, guys, I'm going to tell you all about what happened on my sojourn to Europe. You know that Rick Steves on PBS? Rick Steves tells you all about Europe. Well, yeah. Stuff that nerd in a closet. I'll tell you what you do in Europe, baby. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where the players play. Hey, man, great to be back in the USA. What a fun vacation, man. I rarely get a chance to take a trip during football season, but this was football. And because I got to go on Fox 5 on Saturday on their morning show shot, thanks to Miles Garrett and the whole production team and all the guys, because we were hanging out at Brandenburg Gate with a bunch of my buddies, Cam, and all our friends, and my wife, Becky, and her whole crew. And they're like, hey, Mike, you want to go on TV? I'm like, sure. So I jumped on and talked for a little bit. Hopefully you saw it. Did that make sense? Because the whole time I'm dealing with this stomach flu thing that I was dealing with. So I'm literally just hoping that I'm just not going to make a strange noise on television during the conversation.
Just make sure the ambient mics aren't picking up all sorts of auditory.
It was kind of cool, though, because, you know, anytime there's a camera crew, people are going to gather around. And so I jump in the shot, and all of a sudden, boom, next to like 50 Germans watching us do this thing. Really dramatic shot in the Brandenburg Gate. It was just a great trip. Hey, a couple of things. We're going to talk more Falcons, guys, at 5 o'clock. We'll give you another chance to talk, because a lot of folks are still fired up about what they're seeing. And the fear that Michael Penix Jr., like, all of a sudden this year is really going sideways. Abe's got some other thoughts. He thinks this team can rally. He thinks this team's going to go win 3 in a row. So stay tuned for
I'm
that.
I'm not sure that's an exact quote. But all right.
I know what I heard. I heard we're going to win 3 games in a row. So stay tuned. A couple guys hit me up on the text line, and I can't answer all of those. We get too many. But if you want to reach out on DMs on Twitter, Mike Bell ATL, if you are planning a trip, maybe next year you're taking your wife or your girl or the family, I'll give you some pointers, because we always have a great... I used to write this column on my old station, Boozing with Bell, where we talk, and that was more for guys, you know, like, you know, barstool generation, going to have some fun, but always fun to travel. Started a trip in Prague. It's like my Irish cousin says, it's like Paris without the French, although I got no problem with the French. I speak the language. They're cool. But it's a beautiful town, unbelievable, so pretty and fun, and the food is amazing, and just... And everywhere you go, you're going to run into some, like, either some crazy Irish people or Scotsmen, and that's what happened to us over there. Got into the tequila, and, you know, because he's, you know, I come in, and I had on a jacket. I guess they thought it was a flash coat. Like, oh, look at this guy, Hollywood. I'm like, what? Because they're breaking chops at the bar. So I was like, yeah, you guys want a shot? I'll shut you up. Like, yeah, what are you drinking? I go, tequila. They just went, what? I mean, you know, they want Jameson's, or they want...
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
But it's kind of a good way to go, yeah, man, we drink tequila in the States. Let's go. Let's go, tough guy.
How's the quality of tequila over
there?
They
had all the same brands we have here. Not all of them, but all the major brands are over there. So, you know, had some Senior Patron. I just leveled some of these dudes. And I know, literally, I met an Angus, and there was a Sean and a Davey, and they're all from Glasgow, and some Glaswegians. I'll tell you about the other Scotsmen I met later in the week, but it was funny. So we started doing shots, and this one guy starts talking, and Becky's like, I have no idea what you're saying, sir. The accent was...
Where did you guess?
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you need subtitles. And the Irish guys, I thought it was in the movie Snatch. You know, so, like Brad Pitt's
character.
That
is my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
That is my number one favorite movie
of
all time.
I love Guy Ritchie movies.
Yes. You know what's funny is you mentioned subtitles. I feel like I've lost my ear, to your point, for hearing and working through that, because I watch almost everything at home with subtitles. Like, not on regular TV, but if it's on any of the streamers, I just have subtitles on, because I'm doing work and I'm looking down and whatever. And I think I've lost my ear for accents. It takes a while to get through it. So I can feel your pain on that.
The folks, like, where my mom's side of the family grew up is in Northern Ireland. And so everybody talks like David Faraday. It's very lyrical. Like Rory talks or everything. It's almost like a musical scale, Day-Day. You know, it's like, oh, we had a tough round. The weather came in. again. You know, it's like, so it's always got that kind of nice lilt
go
to it.
Go up one notch to end the sentence, sure.
Right, it's and the Scots are just very dour, and it's like this Calvinist accent. But we had a ball. But anyway, Prague was a great time. We did a couple nights there. Got to pick up a rental car because, you know me, I love to drive fast, and you can do that on the Autobahn.
Sometimes.
Unless there's lots of construction. And apparently, from Dresden to Berlin, there's a lot of construction. So that was a bit of a letdown. I showed a picture of me in the car. And, of course, you know, no good deed goes unpunished on social media when I said, yeah, I'm in some Renault e-Space. And this guy's like, why didn't you get a Porsche? Yeah, because they're just going to give me a Porsche at Avis in Prague. You take what they give you. I ordered a Mercedes. I ordered an S-Class. I wanted something. They didn't have it. So I got this hybrid Renault car. You can still go. So the guy's like, well, how fast you go? Fastest I was able to go on the Autobahn in the flow of traffic was about 125 miles an hour. Now,
I'm going to ask a dumb question, just because I've never been on the Autobahn. I know apparently they have no speed limit. Is that true?
No, that's a misnomer.
That's why I wanted to clear it up.
There are zones where you'll see it will be 100 kilometers an hour, which is, what was that, like 70, 65, 70? So there'll be areas where it's like 80 if it's high density. Then it goes up to like 100, and then it goes up to 120. So Day-Day's, well, do it on your phone. I'm talking. Whatever 120 kilometers is to miles per hour, somebody will text in. But that's a lot of the speed limit. And then all of a sudden, and on your car, where it gives you the indicator what the speed is, then it goes to a circle with bars, which means it's wide open. And that's when you can hit it. And so I was, and the cool thing about, and here's, I said this before because it drives me crazy. And I know, I guess, first world problems, but if you are driving in the left lane and there's nobody in front of you and you don't have the presence of mind to look over and look on the rear view and notice you've just held up about, 2 miles of cars, the one thing, even in France on the auto route or in Italy in the autostrada, if you are in the left lane and you come up on somebody, they immediately get over. They see you, they get, it's perfect. 120 kilometers is 74, so it's almost 75 miles an hour. So that's a lot of it. But then you get to a point where you can hit it. And so I was going, and so there was a guy behind me, and this was the guy had this AMG with the big wing on the back. It was balls to the wall. Mm-hmm. So I get out of the way, and this guy's doing like 100. He's gone.
That was going to be my other question. Did someone come by you at such a speed that even you couldn't believe
it? No, because I
figured.
That was one. There was a guy in an M3 that was just – he was probably doing like 160 because, he was like – and he was – I'm like, wow. So that was it. So the fastest I got this car up to, it had all these esoteric gauges. So I had no idea what this stuff meant, like power band, battery. I'm not a hybrid guy. But all of a sudden, the car just really kicked in, and then, woof, we were really hitting it.
As long as it don't start making noise at you. Now, there have been times I've been driving here, and someone came by me at a rate of speed. I'm like, I can't believe this person's going this fast on either 285 or 85.
Well, that's when I've been arrested. That's when
I've been arrested. It wasn't you. I promise. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah, but that's it. But I just love that ability, and because it's more fun than anything. Imagine you and you're taking your family down to Destin or down to Savannah, and you're on a two lane. And a lot of the Autobahn I was on was two lane. But you got a guy, like you come up on a guy, boom, he gets out of the way, and now you're moving. And same thing. And if I saw somebody, if we could just do this in America, we wouldn't have accidents. Because what happens, guys start to go on the right side, and they get aggressive to try to swing around the knucklehead who's slowing up the whole damn highway. That's not the case over there. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking out of sequence. We left Prague. There was a big wreck on their big highway.
Yeah.
So Waze takes me and Becky. You want to talk about take me home country roads to the place I belong? Czech Republic, Mountain Mama. We were off in farm country, and I made a wrong turn because the navigation didn't catch up with the turn quick enough. And we found ourselves literally in a one-lane road but cars go both ways. So if you see a car coming your way, you got to back all the way up to some guy's farm. That was me trying to find the Autobahn. I did that for about an hour till we got to like the German border. It was pretty wild.
Was the alternative just staying in a traffic-filled Autobahn, or yes, was it there was no alternative?
No, they just Waze sent me. I said less traffic. That was I put the option in, and that's where it sent me.
So, sounds like you followed it. Like if it had taken you into a lake, you would have gone into a lake.
I mean, we're laughing because Becky, we came up into Germany, and all of a sudden there's a fog-shrouded mountain, and of course, guys behind me, I try to pull over and. These two-lane roads, guys doing 100 through those. But I come up over this mountain, and all of a sudden you see the sign, poop, now we're in Germany, okay. Then we were able to swing over to the Autobahn. By the way, always fun, and Becky was getting hungry, and she had to pee, so we had to stop. Nothing like going, you ever been to a McDonald's in Germany?
I have not.
So they went to one of the roads. How about you, Day-Day? You ever been to a McDonald's over there?
Never been over there.
Okay, well, it's funny because in France and everything else, you know, like the famous line from Pulp Fiction. This is Guy Talk, by the way. Falcon Report, more of your phone calls on the Falcons' heartbreaking loss in Indy coming up. We're just talking about the week we had over in Germany. But it's funny because, you know, the question, remember the Vince Vega character, John Travolta, has just come back from France and living in Holland. And remember Jules Winfield, they go, what do they call a quarter pounder? Well, they don't know what a quarter pounder is. It's got the metric system. Royale with cheese. So we get in there, and what looked to be looked like a quarter pounder with like a piece of chicken on it. And it's called the Big Rosti Huttengatti. So that's a piece of fried cheese on it. You got the Big Rosti, and then it's like a Big Mac. There's Big Mac, still the Big Mac, but then there's the Der M, which is like two giant quarter pounder patties looking to be on a Big Mac bun. Best I could figure.
So they do have the traditional menu, but then they have stuff that that the locals would like.
Like they got like chicken, they have curly fries at the McDonald's in Germany, which was kind of interesting. Yeah, but I was kind of like, okay, McRib is on the menu. It's always, give me some McRib. They always, like a barbecue on the bun, yeah. So that was kind of neat. And by the way, you order on the touchscreen. You know,
automated.
You only get the only human interaction is the people bringing you the food. And so Becky's like, you know, do you want, you know, toppings on your burger? They had all these toppings. So Becky put, you know, ketchup, and then, man, they don't get cheated on their condiments in Germany.
It was dripping off the sides?
I got the DM, and I got some extra special sauce on it. I took a bite out of this thing. I was like, are you kidding me?
Bite down the shirt?
I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, it was.
They sell Tide sticks in this country.
This burger just spooged in all directions, man. But anyway, that was my experience with McDonald's. And then we ran into a bunch of listeners once we got into Germany. I did the call into steak show. We dropped the car off at the airport, and it was great, man. We had a great time in Berlin. The Berlin Wall. I was there about 4 years after it fell, but it was kind of neat to see East Berlin, where we stayed, Abe, is this just avant-garde neighborhood, great restaurants and bars. But we found like their own version of like a beach bar on the river.
Ooh.
It was called Berlin Pirates. The name didn't really, it was Pirates or Pirates Berlin. But it was kind of cool.
Like a tiki situation?
Yes. So they had, I can't say the word because Day-Day will dump it. But what Kirby said, he didn't want to sound like a B-I, you know, ends in an H. They had a skinny margarita.
Okay.
So they had all that. And so Becky's like, I'll have a skinny. And so then the guy goes, the waiter, it's like being on a submarine. The waiter, our server, the lady goes, skinny B. And the bartender, skinny B. So it's like a submarine. Like,
they're ordering it like a Wahoo order. They're just yelling it across the.
Armboard torpedoes. Army boat torpedoes. Torpedoes armed. You know, it's just, that's the way it was kind of neat. The vibe. But as I said earlier, just everyone was so friendly. And we had some amazing dinners. Real quick, I need to know, and I there's some photos. I'll repost it. Mike Bell, ATL. Does anybody here listening today in Metro Atlanta know where I can get pig knuckles? And I need a big pig on this one. Day-Day, yeah, you still hadn't seen it? All right, I'm going to post a photo at Mike Bell ATL. I'm going to post this right now while I'm speaking because it's not very good radio. So I'm going to say, can anybody tell me where I can get this? But I don't know what that is, but it's like a chewy skin. It's on the bone, and the pig has got to be 600 or 800 pounds, Abe. And it's crispy. Take a look. Take a look at it. Is that something you take a stab at?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm looking at Yelp.
Okay.
I Googled pork knuckle.
Same. Yes.
Which is not something I thought I'd be searching for today. But there are a couple places that look like they have it for you. Der Biergarten.
Over on Marietta.
Kurt's Euro Bistro, and there's a couple other spots.
Okay.
The Village Corner, Stone Mountain, looks like it's got...
No, because I completely forgot. We park on the other side of the stadium, so I'm not trying to give stats and those guys business, but we're never over on that side of the road.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Atlanta Beer Garden. That's of course German.
Yeah, looks
food.
Like there's a couple spots. So
all right, well,
you might be in luck, Mike.
I just posted it, Mike Bell ATL. Take a look at this thing. It's huge. You can see it's basically the size of a catcher's mitt, and it was money. So by the time we get to the Hofbrau House, my tummy's kind of been up and down. I'm trying to battle the stomach thing, and. They order, you know, everybody's drinking these huge beers, and I'm nursing a beer, and it's just trying to, because I'm having a hard time with my stomach. So, of course, Day-Day, I get shamed by the big German waitress. Literally, she does the line from, like, Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live. She's like, what's wrong with you, girly man? Don't you drink the big beer? I'm like, yes, I'm a complete wussy. I'm just, my stomach. What's wrong with your stomach? You must eat. I'm like, yeah, that's what I need right now. So I got to have a little. I was like nibbling on the pig knuckle that I was sharing with Fireman Ken, one of my buddies. We used to sit together in Section 124. But the food was great. And then Abe, as you saw on TV, I don't know if you how much you got to see it. A guy says they call it a ham hock here in America. Well, I never ate a ham hock, but ham hock or pig knuckle. But man, was that good. Everybody's singing American songs. They did it at the Beer House, Country Roads, Sweet Home Caroline. There's a million R&B songs they all sing. In the stadium, I don't know how much you got to see any of it, they gave everybody flags. So one side was all German, one side was all red, white, and blue. Make you want to cry. I mean, it was just so freaking cool at the stadium.
Yeah, the atmosphere looked great. And you obviously went and saw firsthand. But for anyone who hasn't been, that's why the league keeps going over there.
Right.
It's a crazy amount of fanhood, not just from people here going there for the game, but for people there or in surrounding countries who are interested and do watch American football. It's a huge base.
It's amazing. And one thing, a German fan, and a shout out to, it was Johan and his girl Marissa were sitting next to me because they said they were going to be listening. I ran into a listener. I posted the video or the picture. We're walking in the stadium and a guy goes, Mike Bell, 92. It's a Scotsman. Steven listens to us online. He's a huge Falcons fan, lives outside of Glasgow. But you know what I found? These guys, they go take their trips, and they take a little piece of Americana, and they adopt it. So if they had a good time in Chicago, they become Bears fans. We met Dolphin fans who just love being in the Florida Keys. But they love it. And their passion for American football. You know what one guy said to me? It was a Johan. He goes, the problem with soccer here, he goes, it gets too nasty. He goes, people are just so mean-spirited. He goes, when we get together for football, everybody's having fun. I said, yeah, you know, you can go to games in America. Like I told him how bad Philadelphia was. He was laughing. I said, for the most part, though, he says they love it because it's such a communal experience, and they all love American culture. Love it. So anyway, guys, they love us over there. We brought everything home but the bacon and the big win. Appreciate the information on pig knuckles or ham hocks. We'll come back and talk about the Falcons. Your phone calls as well, guys, 404-726-0929. What Raheem Morris has to say. Abe asked the question, 11 weeks into the season, do you really need to go back and look at the tape?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.